ले प्रतिमोक्ष भाव और द्वैत विनत चित्त मन प्रतिमोक्ष भाव।
当我们在学佛的时候呢，必须要有一个基础。所谓的基础呢，就是要经守这些戒律。对于一般居士来讲呢，就是接受一般居士的别解脱戒；身众呢，就接受身众的别解脱戒。
So there will be the different type of the pratimoksha vows there.
别解脱戒有不同的类型。
So the pratimoksha vow is something like that. The vow is something like that. It is protecting for us from doing the wrong things.
事实上呢，可以遵守这些别解脱戒，是对我们是一个保护，让我们不可以犯恶业。
So that's why the ones who have not followed the pratimoksha vow properly, they can be born in the hell.
所以如果有一个人呢，对于这个别解脱戒没有办法好好的遵守，就可能投身到恶趣。
So generally in the life there should be the some rules that what we can do and what we cannot do, that we need a rules. That is the one very important point. So once we have the no rules to follow, then it's like in the life we have to lose the track.
所以其实在一般来讲呢，如果我们有这样的一个规则，一个戒律可以让我们去遵守，知道说什么该做，什么不该做。 如果说没有这样的一个戒律或是规则让我们遵守的话，那我们就好像失去我们想要走的这个道路。So
that person is not following the rule, that person is not doing that good. For accusing others is very easy and very simple. Once yourself you have to follow the any rules, that's a little bit challenging.
当我们去观察别人的时候，发现别人没有好好的遵守戒律，然后呢去说别人，然后去指责别人没有遵守，是非常容易的。等到我们自己想要遵守这些戒律的时候，就会发现事实上是充满挑战，也很。So
that's when the ever practice whatever your practice. Will start from the basis should be the following the precepts. That's the one base.
I'm sorry, too many breaking, not clear.
Yes, clear. Hello. My connection was not that good here.
Yes, okay.
Okay. I'm very sorry that the connection is not good, the internet connection. Plus that Sarah comes in the monastery a little bit of the remote style.
尤其是色拉寺又是位在非常偏僻的地方。So
that's why the internet connection is not very stable.
所以网络的连线就显得很不稳定。
Whenever we have the Skype class and the connection is not good, so you know.
那因为这样的时候我们在上这个 Skype 网络课程，
网络的这里稳定。So, okay. Now, can you hear me now?
Yes, clear.
Yeah. Okay, now whenever they we have a letter, let me know that I'm there, okay?
Or, Roger, do you think it would be better to turn off the camera video? The video camera?
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Better?
Now, quite good.
Okay, good. Okay. So maybe the internet line is not supporting, so I will turn off the camera, okay?
可能仁波切的这个网络的支援没有那么好，仁波切先把这个摄影机关掉。Okay,
so now here talks about, okay, now here talks about the morality and the rules. So here it says that when someone have the not to follow the precept properly, someone not follow the precept properly, so that will mean that they will go more toward the downwards. More to the lower realms.
那这边主要是要提到有关这个戒律啊，或是规则的部分。如果一个人呢没有办法好好的持戒的话，他就有可能会投身到恶趣。
Now here has come the second step. It's the now it said that can you see that the what the who destroyed the Buddha's Dhamma? Yeah, who destroyed the Buddha's Dhamma? Who are the who have not followed the Samaya properly? These all the enemies or the demons are the to be liberated, isn't it? Can you see that?
Yes, Mr.
Yeah. Oh, so now at this point, okay.
是的，摩羯先要解释。 毁法摩迪犹未灭，被世摩迪当灭尽。
So actually, it says that the when were how the destroying the Buddha Dharma? Who destroyed the Buddha Dharma?
所以这边是有讲到，就是说，那到底是谁呢？灭了这个佛跟法，毁佛法。
Actually, the who destroyed the Buddha Dharma is a when sometimes it's a very important to understand that the Dharma destroys are not comes from the outside. It is the you, yourself. When you just yourself, when you say that you will follow the Buddha, you will follow the Dhamma, you will follow the Sangha, saying that, you're just saying that, and if you're not doing it, you're destroying the Dhamma. If you really feel that you cannot follow the Dhamma, it's much better to not to follow, saying that openly, you have to tell yourself that I will not follow the Dhamma, do whatever you want. Sometimes we will take the refuge. We will take the refuge and we will say we will follow the Buddha, we will follow the Dhamma. But we will not follow the Dhamma exactly. We will do something very against of the Dhamma. That's called destroying the Dhamma. That's yourself that's destroying the Dhamma.
那在这边就是提到说，到底呢，谁是毁法者，谁还是毁法的那个人？事实上呢，毁法的人呢，就是我们自己。 当我们自己说我们要追随着佛法身，但是当我们这样说的时候，我们却没有照着这样子去做。我们呢，可能是在受皈依的时候说我们要皈依佛法身三宝，但是呢，我们却没有照着这样做。因此呢，我们自己才是真正在做毁法的事件的人。
So that's why when we are the kid in the temple, when we were the kid and when we sometimes play in the prayer session, so some of the seniors used to say, wow, destroying the Dhamma, destroying the Dhamma.
Okay. So
she
says destroy the demon, right?
Now here it says, no, isn't it destroy the Dhamma, isn't it?
Yeah, destroy the Dhamma.
Yeah, demons of the destroying the Dhamma, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why when we are the kid and the sometimes when we're in the prayer station, sometimes when I was kid and we are playing in the prayer station, no? So some of the senior monks used to tell that, wow, these kids are destroying the Dharma.
所以呢，当仁波切他们俊小的时候呢，就是会开始一起玩嘛。那有时候一些比较资深的这些学长呢，可能就说，哇，你呀，就是毁法者，你就是毁法者。Yeah,
I don't believe that. Playing the games and the playing and that is not a destroying the Dhamma. So oneself, when you talk, when you say that you follow the Dhamma, you follow the Dhamma and you follow the Buddha, but yourself, when you do really something against of the Dhamma, really destroying the Dhamma, when you say that you will not kill any animals, when you take that precept, and when you knowingly, not accidentally, knowingly, when you kill something, some animals, that means that you destroy the Dhamma.
那事实上，仁波切小时候他们在玩的时候，可能玩游戏等等的那些资深学长就说啊，你们是毁法者。仁波切说他不相信，他不相信玩游戏跟毁法有关系。他觉得真正的毁法者呢，是那一些说他们要追随佛法身的人，但是呢，他们却不遵从教导，而是做呢毁法的事情。比方说，他们知道不能够杀生，不能够伤害动物，却这样去做。
When you destroy the monastery temple, when you destroy the Buddha statue, you are not destroying the Dharma anymore, anything. When people feel that someone destroyed the temple, someone destroyed the statue, they feel they are destroying the Dharma. Actually, they are not destroying the Dharma. They are just destroying the statue and the temple. Dharma can be destroyed only by the who really, they are selfish, they take the saying that who follow the Dharma and the do the against the Dharma. That's a real destroying the Dharma. When you say, when you really want to do against of the Dharma, then you should not say that you will follow Dharma, you will follow Buddha. You should not take the refuge to the Buddha.
Maybe
it's the three jewels, okay?
那当然呢，就是有人说啊，如果有一个人破坏了这个誓愿啊，或是破坏了这个佛像，那这些这种人呢，事实上不是真正的回法者。事实上真正的回法者呢，仁波切认为是那一些呢说他们想要遵循佛法身，但是事实上又做不到，而去违背这个三宝呢所要我们遵守的这些事情的那一群人，才是真正的回法者。所以如果一个人呢他想要做的事情事实上是跟这个佛法相违背的话，那他就不应该说他要遵循这个佛法或遵循这个三宝，然后再皈依的时候说他要遵循三宝来做这些事情。
So that's why they call this the demons of the Dharma destroyers. Isn't it? They won't say it's demons or they, yeah?
Yes, they say that the demon who destroy the Dharma.
Yeah, so that's why who destroy Dharma can be called as a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very simple that whoever says that they follow the three jewels of who do the against of the Dharma, really some demons are appearing into their mind. Because of their own negative emotion, these own negative afflictions really the demon.
那当然了，就是说这边有讲到回法魔底嘛，那事实上呢，真正的回法魔底呢，就是那一些没有遵循三宝，然后呢去做违反三宝规范的这些事情的那个人。那在他们的心中呢，他们受到心中这些烦恼啦，或是情绪的这个作用而做这些事情，那这才是真正的回法魔底。
Because of these, how to say that these all the negative emotion what appears in our mind, that is the real demon. That demon emotion. Sometimes even you committed to follow the three jewels, but sometimes you will not follow the Dharma properly. You will go very against of the Dharma. So that's why these are the people, demons who destroyed. Demon the, who destroyed the Buddha's, I mean the Dharma, or these should be the liberated.
Generally, in our minds, the thoughts that we have, we are the true Dharma. 那事实上呢，我们这样的心中的这个烦恼呢，就是真正回法的魔底。那也这就是我们要放，我们就这种烦恼呢，也就是我们所要断除的。
So that's why the very famous saying that one of the in the Tibet there was one really great master came on, really great master. And usually Tibet we have the one ritual to remove the demons. Ritual to remove the demon, we will throw that ritual cake, no torma.And we will make the, some like a small, I mean a dummy grass house, and we will throw the toma in the dummy grass house and we will burn that. Actually this is for the prayer for the removing the, all the demons and the negative spirits.
那事实上在这个藏传的传统哦，有一个很有名的这个仪式，那这个仪式呢就是要去除魔敌。那通常他的做法就是会把这个食指呢往所做的假人的身上丢弃。
So one time there's one of the famous practitioner when he have to throw the toma, he have to throw the toma to remove the demons. What he did is that he didn't went to throw the toma outside. He just came and threw the one of the masters on the lap and said that the demons is not in outside the demon.And the, all the evil spirits are the inside one.
那有一次呢，就是一个很有名的一个修行者哦。那那时候他们正好在做这样一个去除魔敌的一个仪式。那这个仪式呢，是要把这个食指呢丢向外面。那这个时候呢，这个大修行者呢，他并没有把食指丢到外面去。反而把这个食指呢丢向他的这个上师的大腿，然后他就说世上真正的魔敌不是在外在，而是在我们的心中。
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is something, yeah, he said a very powerful thing. He said that all the demons and the evil spirits your mind, not in outside. So same thing like that, sometimes that this who makes us go against the Dharma, it's not from the some external force. The demons which reside in our mind, which all these negative emotions make us go against the Dharma. So when we go against the Dharma, we just commit to follow the Dharma, and when we go against the Dharma, that means we destroy the Dharma. That should all, these all the negative emotions, these are type of the demons should be liberated.
那事实上呢，刚才呢，这个上师所说的这句话是非常具有威力的。他说呢，真正的魔敌呢，不是在外界，而是在我们的心中。所以呢，就是那一些人呢，因为受到烦恼的这个驱使。 那虽然说他们呢，就去做一些违反这个三宝教戒的事情，那这些呢，所谓的烦恼呢，才是真正我们要去灭除的。那我们呢，有灭除了这个烦恼，然后才是我们真正的这个魔敌。Yeah.
So that's why it said that the very important thing is that here it said that the. So that's why now here comes that the second point, you know, about the ignorance, isn't it? The person who are the very ignorant, isn't it? Who do not think the benefits of the Buddha's Dhammas and the sentient beings, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So now he said that the person who are very ignorant with the negative afflictions, ignorance of the negative afflictions, who do not think the benefiting the sentient beings and not the thinking of the Buddha Dharma, only who get the angry toward the person whom have hurt you, isn't it? Something like that, isn't it?
Yes, yes, Master, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay, now we'll go from that, okay.
所以现在我们讲第56句，痴人烦恼业驱使，教法众生为顾及，于当至身之敌人，应怒诅咒诸他方，问破戒佛罪悉其。
Yeah. So now this is the one very important point again. Because it said that the person who are very, very ignorant, because the negative approach is ignorance.
Hmm? 那这边就是讲到呢，我们因为烦恼的关系会有无明。
One thing we have to know that from ignorance is the Buddhism from point of whether ignorance or one of the root of the root cause of all the suffering and all the negative emotion.
但事实上，就佛法的观点来看呢，这个无明呢，是所有烦恼的基本，是所有烦恼的根源。Because
of the ignorance, so that's why we all are suffering.
那也就是有这样子的无明，我们才会有苦。So
that's why the person who are really ignorant, what will happen is the ignorance when you see the very easily you can. See the person who are the more ignorant, these are the small issue make them the trigger their anger very easily.
那因为人有无明的关系，所以即使非常小的事情，也可让人产生嗔心。So
that means that when the person is a more ignorant, very simple way that you can see that the person is a more ignorant, that person will think the more smart they how they are.
那如果一个人呢更无名的话，那他就会更容易觉得自己很聪明。Because
the English is a very good saying that the person who thinks that who knows everything, he should learn most.
那在英文有一句话说的道理哦，一个人呢，如果觉得他什么都知道，那他更应该好好学习。So
saying the ignorance from the person, you can see that the person who thinks themselves are very smart. That means they are more ignorant.
所以我们可以这样想哦，如果说一个人因为无明而觉得自己呢是很聪明的话，那表示说他们是更愚痴、更无明。
So there's the one time that when the Buddha was giving the teaching, then the one day when Buddha came to give the teaching, what happened is that the Buddha was carrying the lotus flower in his hand.
那佛陀呢，有一次要传法的时候，在手上呢就握着一朵莲花。
So when he was bringing the in the lotus flower in his hand, he was just looking at his flower quite very seriously on the flower. At that time, he had to give the talk. All the monks and all the peoples are gathered. Huge gathering is over there. Buddha didn't say any single word. He was just looking at his flower.
那当时候呢，佛陀他的手里面呢就握着一个莲花。那时候佛陀他什么都没有说，就是一直看着莲花。 那即使有很多的出家众或是很多人聚集在他的身边要听他说法，但是佛陀什么话都没有说，就是默默看着莲花。
So everyone is very silent. The huge gatherer, everyone is amazed and the surprise and the shock, because usually Buddha always gives his talks and give the teaching. That time he is not teaching, just looking at that lotus flower. Everyone is completely silent and the surprise and the shocked state.
那一般来讲呢，就是当那么多人群聚集的时候，佛陀呢他就会开始说法。但那时候佛陀什么都没说，就是默默看着莲花。那时候聚集的所有的大众也是保持沉默，那大家呢心里面就觉得很惊讶。When
everyone was looking very seriously to the Buddha, everyone become very seriously looking at the Buddha. They are not thinking that what happened to the Buddha. Why Buddha is not talking?
这个时候，每个人呢就很严肃地看着佛陀，想着为什么佛陀不开始说法。Then
what happened is when the moment that when the Buddha was doing that, Mahakashyapa just laughed a lot.
Mahakashyapa.
I think that's a Buddha's student.
Okay.
Mahakashyapa.
那个时候呢，就是佛陀呢有一个弟子叫 Mahakashyapa， 忽然就大笑。So
when he laughed a lot, then the Buddha said the one thing to hear that you all, the person, what you can understand through my word, that you can understand, but the, what you have to understand through my silence, you can understand. Through the my silence, you understand through my silence. That's why. Now I will pass this flower to you and give this flower to the someone who can really understand something from your silence.
那这时候呢，因为这个 Mahakashyapa 他就是开始大笑了嘛。那这时候佛陀就说话了。他说一般来讲呢，大部分的人都可以从我所讲的这些话来了解，但是呢。 很少有人可以从我的这个沉默能够有了解我为什么沉默。那现在你呢？了解我为什么沉默，所以我把我手上这朵莲花交给你，那你就可以再去传递给其他了解我为什么沉默的那些人。嗯，你呀。嗯。So
this is something. So this is something that. So that's Buddha told him that now that what you can people can hear that what you can understand the through my words you have already understand. Now that Mahakashyapa, you understand the something through my silence. You can understand something from my silence. And the Buddha passed the flower, that lotus flower, to the Mahakashyapa and told him that now pass that lotus flower to someone that who can understand from the your silence.
Mm-hmm. 所以呢，这个时候呢。 佛陀就说呢，就是有些人透过我的话，然后了解的人呢，他们也是了解我的话，但是呢，能够呢从我的沉默而了解体悟某些事情的人，那就只有你呢，马哈卡夏巴。所以我就把这个莲花呢交给你，那你呢就把莲花交给下一个也能够透过你的沉默而了解一些事情的人。
So this story is very famous.
这个故事非常有名.
So now one master tried to do exactly the same as a Buddha. He brought the one flower. He brought the one flower in his hand, and then he was gathering in the some few students there. Then he just tried to look at the flower, exactly what the Buddha did 1,000 years back.
这个故事非常有名，所以在一个寺院当中，有一个上师呢，也想要如法炮制。那这个上师呢，他就手握着花朵，然后他的学生聚集在旁边。那这个上师呢，就什么都不说，保持沉默，就做像佛陀一样的事情。
So then what happened is that then the one student.He just jumped, he just stand up and laughed and he danced. When he laughed and he danced, yeah.
那这时候有个学生呢，他就站起来大笑，然后跳舞。
So when he laughed and danced, the master gave him the lotus flower, and the same, exactly same as the Buddha. Now you, person who can understand through my word, they only understand through my word. Person who, now the only you are the person who can understand through my silence.And give him the lotus flower and the tool that master told him that the pass that lotus flower to the someone who can really understand the, his silence.
那这时候呢，这个上师呢也说了跟佛陀一样的话。他说呢，那一些能够透过我的话语来了解的人呢，都已经了解了。那你是唯一一个可以了解我的沉默的人。那现在我把这朵花交给了你。那你再把它交给下一个呢，可以了解你的沉默的人。
Yeah. So then the master told him that. Master told him that you really understand the, what the Buddha's meaning of the Buddha's silence. They told him that really you understand the meaning of the Buddha's silence. When that time the Buddha was silent, and when the Mahakashyapa laughed, that really you understand the reason of the Mahakashyapa, why the Mahakashyapa laughed.
Who asked? The master?
The master told the student that you really understand the why the Mahakashyapa laughed. The reason why the Mahakashyapa laughed.
那这时候上师呢就问了他的学生说，你知不知道啊，到底为什么那时候佛陀他沉默的时候，那马哈沙巴呢经过这个沉默了解某些事情而大笑，你知道是为什么吗？你知道那个原因吗？
So again, student laughed, danced and laughed.
那这时候这个学生呢又开始大笑，还跳舞。
Yeah, so master told him, really, you understand. Now you really understand that the, why the Mahakashyapa laughed when the Buddha was keeping the silence, why the Buddha was looking at a lotus flower. So you really understand the reason the why Mahakashyapa laughed.
上次就跟他讲说，哇，你真的是有了解。为什么时候那个时候呢马哈沙巴会大笑，他那时候佛陀呢保持沉默看着他的花朵，那马哈沙巴大笑的原因你真的了解。
So then what happened is that then the, later on that the master's master heard that the story, then the master's master told that master that it's really too early to say that the really thatstudent have understand the reason of the why the Mahakashyapa laughed when Buddha was looking at the lotus flower.
那后来呢，这个上师的上师就听到这个故事，上师的上师就告诉这个上师说，现在啊真的是太早了，太早说啊，是那个学生真的可以了解到，那时候佛陀保持沉默看着花朵的时候，马哈沙巴他大笑的原因。
Yeah.So then the master becomes a little bit hesitate, because the master told him that you might be very analyzed very properly. It might be too early to see that he really understand the reason of the why the Mahakashyapa laughed when the Buddha was looking that flower.
那这时候呢，这个上师就有点迟疑嘛。那上师又跟他讲说，的确现在还是太早，就说啊，这个学生他真的去了解到，当佛陀看着这个花的时候。
Then that night, master went to the student room in the temple student room and asked the same question. And they told that the master told him that what the reason that Mahakashyapa laughed when the Buddha was looking very seriously into the flower.
那这时候那个晚上啊，那个上师就到学生的房间，跟学生说，那你知不知道那时候？ 佛陀看着他的花朵保持沉默，马哈嘎沙把他大笑的原因呢？
Then again, the student did exactly the same as the morning. He just stand up and he just laughed and he just danced.
这时候学生就跟早上的表现一样，就开始大笑跳舞。
Then the master hit him with the stick very strongly and said, "You stupid!" And he just it's wrong. He said, "Master, it's wrong." He just hit with the stick.
那这时候呢，这个上。
Master, he beat him with the stick. Yeah.
So he beat him with the stick, right?
Yeah.
那这时候这个上司就很生气，说：“哇，你这个笨蛋！”那开始用这个棍子打他。
So then what happened is that the student shouted and said that, wow, morning you told me it's alright, now you're saying it's wrong. Morning when I danced and laughed, you said it's alright. Now when I'm doing the exactly same that I danced and laughed, and you're saying that it's wrong, my answer is wrong.
这时候学生就开始大叫抗议啊，他说早上啊，我这样说，你就说我说的对。现在晚上我做一模一样的事情，可是你却说我不对。
Yeah. So then what happened is that then the master told him that morning your answer was right, at night your answer was wrong.
上司就跟他讲说，你早上的回答是对的，可是晚上现在这个答案是错的。
Now this is something like that only the intelligent people.Can understand the intelligent people. Ignorant person cannot understand the ignorant person. When the master himself becomes ignorant, he cannot understand the other ignorant person. When the Buddha was so intelligent, he can understand who is the intelligent. Intelligent person can understand the intelligent person, know the intelligent person. Ignorant person will not know any other ignorant person.
那事实上呢，这个聪明的人呢，才能够了解聪明的人。那这个无名的人啊，事实上没有办法了解这个无名的人。那佛陀呢，是聪明的人，他才有办法真正了解聪明的人的想法。
So that's why the ignorant person knows only one smart person, that himself or herself. Then other than that, they will not know any intelligent person or any smart person.
那这种无名的人呢，他能够真正，他没有办法了解其他聪明的人的想法，他大概只能够知道自己的想法。
Yeah, the ignorant person knows the only one smart person, that is himself or herself. Rather than himself or herself, always they think that they are stupid. They are not clever.
那这种无名的人呢，他们只能够真正了解一个聪明的人的想法，就是他们的自己。他们没有办法去知道别人是聪明的。
Yeah, so that's why the master becomes the ignorant, so that he cannot realize the knows that that student can understand the properly or not.So when the Buddha was keeping the silence, when he knows that Mahakashyapa, because he is intelligent, he knows exactly the other intelligent person.
那所以因为这个上师是无名的嘛，所以他没有办法真正知道说别人啊是不是聪明的。可是呢，可是佛陀呢是真的聪明的人，所以他可以知道呢别人呢也是聪明的。
So now you can see here it's talking that now it says that.Now here the person who are the ignorant, who will not think the Buddha's Dharma, who will not think the benefit of all of the sentient beings, only he will focus on the person who hurt that person, who hurt someone, hurt that person, he will generate that anger for that person.
所以呢，这边五十六个偈颂他就提到，痴人烦恼业驱使，教法众生未顾及，于伤自身之敌人，应怒诅咒诸他方。
So that's why it shows that someone's people who really hurt you, we can understand that someone hurt us, we really feel sad and we really feel anger toward that person. But ignorant person will keep on that anger so long, they will think again and again and again and again the person who hurt you, generate the anger more than the usual.That means that you are stupid, you are ignorant.
所以一般来讲啊，当如果有人真的伤害了我们，我们会觉得难过，会觉得生气。那无名的人呢，他不只是对那个人难过生气，他这样的生气呢，会维持得非常非常的久。那表示说这个人呢，真的是非常的笨。
So that's why someone hurts you. Someone hurts you, that moment you will feel sad. That moment you will feel the anger. That will sort of normal. Now the anger and the unhappiness, how long you keep. More you are keeping, that means more you are stupid. More you are ignorant. So, yeah.
所以事实上啊，当某个人伤害我们的时候，我们在那个时刻会觉得生气，会觉得伤心，那真的是很正常。可是呢，一旦我们把这样的一个愤怒维持得很久的话，我们维持得更久，那就表示我们呢更笨，更无明。
So that it said that someone hurts you.Someone hurts us. Everyone feels the hurt. Someone hurts us. We will feel the hurt. We will feel the unhappy. We will feel the anger. Everyone comes in. Some people keep a very long, years and years, that the feeling. That means that person is ignorant. That person is stupid.
嗯，所以当有人真的伤害我们，我们会感到受伤，感到不开心、生气，这都很正常。可是有些人呢，就是会让这种感觉维持得很久。那维持的越久呢，那代表我们呢越笨越无明。
So that's the very famous story of the Buddha's time that someone spit on the Buddha's face. Someone spit on the Buddha's face was when someone got very angry to the Buddha and he spit on the Buddha's face, but the Buddha was just keep smiling.
有一个很有名的故事啊、哦，就是有一个人呢，他对佛陀很生气，然后就是往佛陀的脸上吐痰。那时候呢，佛陀什么都没有说，就保持 smiling， 来，就保持微笑。
So that the night that person could not sleep at all, when he was remembering that the Buddha's appearance, even he split on the Buddha's face, Buddha was keeping smiling.
那个晚上啊，这个吐痰的人啊，整晚都没有办法睡，他就想起他对佛陀吐痰的时候，佛陀脸上的这个表情跟笑容。
So what happened? So that night, then the next day, he just went to ask the Buddha's forgiveness, what he did wrong, what he did, the spitting on the Buddha's face.
隔天呢，这个人就到佛陀的跟前，请求佛陀的原谅，说他不应该对着佛陀吐痰。
So when he was asking the Buddha's forgiveness, Buddha told him that I cannot forgive you. Because the first of all, that I didn't get any angry towards you.If you really want to ask the forgiveness, you just go and ask the forgiveness from the Ananda, that's the Buddha's assistant. He really heard that what your action you have done towards me. You just go and ask the forgiveness, maybe he will feel the joy and happy.
那这时候呢，当他跟佛陀祈求原谅的时候，佛陀跟他讲说，我没有办法给你想要的这个原谅，因为我完全没有对你生气。可是呢，我的学生阿难呢，他在你做这个举动的时候，觉得非常的难过，而且觉得受伤，所以你应该要去请求阿难的原谅。如果你这样做的话，那阿难呢就会觉得开心快乐。
So that's why the Ananda, when someone was hurting, still he cannot keep on that anger quite long, Ananda.Buddha never keeps that anger.
Buddha.
So that's never keeps the anger toward the someone when someone hurts him. The Ananda keeps it quite long. So.
那佛陀呢，就是从来都不可能对别人呢维持很久的嗔心，但是这个阿难呢，他就气了很久。
So now the comparing to the Ananda and us, Ananda might keep the maybe few hours, but we are keeping years and years.Someone hurt us, that anger towards them, and the dislike toward them, we keep years and years. So that makes that we are very stupid. Comparing to the Buddha, Ananda is stupid. Comparing to the Ananda, we are the most stupid.
但是呢，跟阿难比较起来，可能呢，阿难呢，他可能只是气个几个小时，但是呢，我们可能气了好几天。我们可能如果说一个人伤了我们，我们会不喜欢他，或是对他动怒，那维持了好几年的时间，那表示说我们真的是非常的愚笨。跟佛陀比较起来，阿难呢是比较愚笨，跟阿难比起来呢，我们又更愚笨。
Okay. So this is something like, so that's why he's saying that the more ignorant, sometimes when we become the more ignorant, so sometimes we cannot think very properly because of the getting the anger, keeping the anger towards, giving the dislike towards others. That is not going to help us. That is not going to help others. Still we are keeping it. Still it hurt us. Still we are keeping that. So that's why it's called that us, we are very ignorant.
我们呢，事实上是很无明的，因为呢，当我们对别人生气的时候呢，我们没有办法做一个非常适当的思考，然后呢，我们就是没有办法呢，去真的是原谅别人。那反而这样的一个想法呢，会让我们觉得受伤。那反而我们呢，却一直去这样想，那表示说我们真的是非常的无明。
So that's why I always suggest that someone hurts you, someone talks the bad things about you. What you have to do is visualize that person and mentally you try to give the forgiveness to that. Again and again and again, then you will see the really the power of the forgiveness. You have to do not only one time, few times, but mentally you try to forgive them. Then you will see the power of the forgiveness. When you start to give the forgive mentally, when you forgive them for mentally, you will feel very relaxing. Very joy, very relaxing. Otherwise, when you cannot mentally give the forgiveness for these people who hurt you, who talks bad about you, always, whenever you think that person, it will really trigger your anger, makes you unhappy. Even that person who is not physically present near of you, whenever you think about that person, it makes you very unhappy. So that's why you visualize those person who hurt you, who talks bad things about you, who did the wrong things towards you. Visualize this person and mentally you try to forgive them. Not only one time, few times, try to give them.
所以仁波切常常都会建议我们，就是如果说有一个人呢，他真的伤害了你，或者是呢，讲了你的坏话，你就要去观想他，那想着，在心里想说，我要原谅他，而且呢，要想很多次。那这样子，如果说想很多事之后，我们心里就真的可以产生出原谅的想法。一旦有这样的想法，就会觉得很轻松，心里也比较开心。如果呢，我们在心里面没有办法原谅这个人，这时候我们就会想到他，就会开始生气，感觉不开心。即使这个人并没有出现在我们面前，我们可能只要想到他，就会不高兴。所以仁波切建议我们，当如果有人伤了我们，或是对我们做了不对的事，或者是说我们的坏话，我们在我们的心里要练习着去原谅他，而且呢，要这样想很多次。
So that's why he's saying that. Yeah. So you can see that the person who I'm.Very towards they will these old persons who have hurt someone toward then they will when they will generate their anger toward that person who hurt them. So then what will they do is that then they will try to recite the mantras to hurt them. That is a very wrong thing that person are doing. Something like that, isn't it?
Yes.所以说啊，有的人会这样，当有别人呢伤害他的时候，他心里面就会产生嗔心，然后对那个伤害他的人呢感到生气，那甚至于可能呢就会想要持诵一些咒语来加害那些伤害他的人。
So now here after that, it's also give the advice that from now on we will not do something is really that there is selfish activities.Which the old Buddha is not happy. We will not do something the selfish. We will not involve in the selfish activities which the Buddha, the old Buddhas are not very happy. Something like that, no? Can you get it, that later sentence?
Yes. So, number two, you mean the next one?
Yeah.
那现在我们要讲第57个偈颂，任何一佛皆耻笑，利己诸行不当作。Yes,
So this is also a very important point. He's saying that now we should not involve in the some of the selfish activities. We should not involve the selfish activities. With the, whatever you are doing, the first thing is that you have to look very careful that it's really what you are doing that really involve your selfish activity, selfish attitude or not. Whether you are doing it for the your only yourself.
那当我们在做一件事情的时候，我们必须要很小心，我们做这个事情是不是一个自私的行为，是不是呢？只是为自己想而来做。Yeah.
So that was the what we have to know is that that is the one important thing is that whatever the action we are doing it. So whatever we are doing it, sometimes we have to look at the, what you are doing. So really, that you are doing it because of the, your selfish attitude or not.
当我们在从事任何的行为的时候，一定要仔细去观察这样一个行为是不是源自于我们爱自私的一个态度。
So one important other matters is that other matter is that because sometimes when we are doing the some actions, so we have to look at that action can be benefit the yourself and others or not. That's also very important to look. Sometimes we will not look this point. Sometimes only look, our point is the what kind of the benefit I can get. You will look more on that way. Whatever you are doing, you will think on what kind of the benefit I can get. You should not look on that point. Whatever the action, whatever you are doing, you are on to do the action, you should think of what kind of benefit we can get. I should be changed into the we.
一般来讲啊，就是还有一些其他的思考的方法，其他的做法。 就是说，当我们在从事一件事情的时候，我们呢要想着说，到底这样的一个行为是对他人有利，还是对我们自己有利？那通常我们一般来讲，我们都习惯就是在做一件事的时候，会去想说，做了这个事，我自己呀，是不是可以获利？那事实上，我们不能够这样想，我们应该取而代之的是去想说。 如果我这样做的话，我们是不是可以获利？需要不要去想我，而是要去想我们大家是不是可以获得利益。So
that's the important thing. Yeah. So now, so that's why it says that we should not we should not involve in the some of the selfish action. Selfish, I mean the action that really the Buddha is not happy. Can you see that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
所以这边才会提到，就是利己诸行不当作，任何一佛皆耻笑。Yeah,
that's one other thing. Now the second thing is that now here you can see the one other thing. So then the second paragraph it said that so whatever the Buddha praises the action that we should do it. So Buddha always encourage the people do the benefiting of the other sentient beings. Like kind of the activities or the benefiting the others, that we should do that.
所以这边有提到，十方诸佛所赞扬，不论为何宜遵行。那事实上呢，佛陀呢，他都是非常鼓励我们大家去做利他的诸行。所以呢，我们在做任何事都要想着是要利他才去做。
So that is the important things, yeah. That is the one important things, yeah. That is the one very important thing what we can see. Important thing is that whatever the Buddhas and what they are happy with the action, that should be done. Yeah.
对，这边这个重点是非常重要的啊，就是所有佛陀呢会觉得开心的，佛陀所赞扬的一些事业，就是我们要去做的。
That is benefiting the others. That action like benefiting the others should be done.
那这样的一个事业或是行为就是可以利他的行为，那这就是我们应该做的。
So a person with a benefiting the other should be done. So action which is not a benefiting the others, that action with a benefiting only yourself, that can be considered as a self-cherishing action.
那如果说有一些行为是对他人有利的，那这就是我们该做的。但是如果我们做的是只对自己有利的话，这就是我爱。
So example, the saying the bad things about the others. saying the bad things about the others, only that is making you the joy for the few moments. But really, that is hurting the others really a lot.
比方说啦，我们说别人的坏话，那当我们在说的时候，可能说那一刻我们可以觉得非常的开心，但事实上这样的结果呢，是伤害到别人。
So that's why who are losing their temper, because you are losing the temper, because there's something that you are too selfish of yourself. When something is not happening that what you want, that's why you are losing the temper.
那为什么我们会发脾气？主要就是因为呢，我们太自私了，因为我们得不到我们自己想要的，所以才会发脾气。
But when you're losing the temper again and again, that don't make your life happy. That makes your life more worse.
但是如果说我们一再不断的生气，事实上我们的生活不会更快乐，而会变得更糟。
He is the one.Story.
有一个故事是这样说的。
So there is one story that's in the maybe the 100 or 200 years before.
在一两百年前。
So 100 and 200 years before that what is happening in the India is a very system, culture system is very strange.
在那个时候的印度呢，是让他们整个文化的体系是非常奇怪的。
So they are having the person who is like a widow, the wife or husband is that widow, they consider as a very unauspicious, especially the young widows, very unauspicious, unlucky.
那时候他们觉得一个妇人的丈夫的我死了，那这样的寡妇呢，事实上是非常不吉祥的，尤其是年轻的寡妇。
So they feel because they are unlucky and auspicious and their husband died.
因为他们不吉祥、不吉利的关系，所以丈夫才会往生。
So no one get married. No, they cannot remarry because no one will marry with the young widows. They are very unlucky and unauspicious, unlucky, bad. I mean the omens. Okay, yeah.
那这些寡妇呢，事实上呢都很难再婚，因为其他人会觉得他们很不吉祥、很不吉利，所以不可能再娶他们。
Now India not like that, okay? Now India is very much changed before 100 or 200 years before like that.
这是一两百年前的印度，现在印度不是这样。
So now then what happened is there is one young lady whose husband passed in a very young age, very young, yeah.
有一个年轻的女性，她的丈夫在很年轻就往生了。
That young lady and then there is one person, he really saw that young widow and he really feel very compassionate with that young widow.
有一个人呢就看到这个年轻的寡妇，对这个寡妇升起很强烈的悲心。
And really he feel compassion and he thought that now he should marry that, the young widow. Because he feel that her life is very miserable. Because being as a widow and no one's...talking with her and no one sharing the food, no one sharing the waters and no one's talking with her. He find that a very miserable whole life and also very young age. So he just feel very compassionate and he thought to marry that young widow.
那这时候呢，这个人呢，对这一个年轻的寡妇产生了悲心，他就想要娶她，因为他发现这一个寡妇过的生活非常的悲惨。没有人要跟他分享食物，分享饮水，也没有人想要跟他讲话，所以这个人呢就想要娶她，然后让她不要再过这种悲惨的生活。
So what happened is he talked with his friend and told that he want to marry that young widow. That his friend told him that that's 100 years back. His friend told him that you are stupid. You've gone out of your mind. That is a widow.Unlucky, unauspicious, how can you marry this? Who the society will not go against of you?
那这时候呢，他就告诉他的朋友他的想法，说他想要娶这一个寡妇。那他的朋友就骂他说，哇，你怎么这么笨，你真的是疯了。那这样一个女人呢，是非常的不吉利、不吉祥的，你怎么可以娶她？你这样是跟整个社会作对。
Then he said that the society system is a very wrong system, thinking that all the video are the unauspicious and unlucky. He told that he wanted to be the revolutionary to change the society system.
那这时候这个人就说啦，我们现在这个社会的体系呢是不对的，我想要做一个改革，让我们这个体系可以做改变。
So then he didn't listen to his friend's advice. He said that he wanted to do the revolutionary, change the system. Then he married with that widow, young widow.
这时候这个人没有听他的朋友的，他说他想要做改革，所以呢他想要改变了这个社会的体系，所以他就娶了那个年轻的寡妇。
Then after the marrying her, after some time,Then he started to lose the compassion for that widow. Because now the widow is no more widow. Now married. Have the husband. Society accepted her. And the society accepted her and the society don't now the sees her as a, not as an unauspicious, not as unlucky. Because now she is not a no more widow. Now slowly he started to lose that compassion toward her.Before he sees all the suffering in her, now he is not seeing any suffering. Seeing that her life is everything is perfect. Now he starts to lose the compassion toward that lady.
后来这个人娶了她之后呢，他就开始对这个女性失去了他的悲心，因为当那个年轻的寡妇再嫁了之后呢，整个社会又重新接纳了她，他也不认为说她是不吉利的。那这时候呢，因为以前他因为受到很多的苦，所以呢这个人对他产生悲心，那现在他的生活呢变得很完美，所以他的丈夫就开始对他失去了悲心。
Then what happened is that then he went to the friend and told him that now I lose the compassion toward her, because now she is no more widow, she has the perfect life. Now all I lose the compassion, everything lose to her nowNow what I have to do? Now I don't feel any care for her. Because I lose the compassion, I don't feel the caring for her. Because your life is now looks very perfect. With no society is not considering her as unfortunate, as unlucky.
那这时候呢，这个丈夫呢就跑去找他的朋友，他就说啊，我现在啊对我的这个太太呢已经失去我的悲心，因为她已经不再是寡妇了。而且他的生活现在看起来也很圆满，然后所以我对他的关心呢好像不在了，因为他的生活非常的好，而且整个社会也不再认为说他是一个不吉祥的人。
Then he told I lose the compassion for her, and I lose the thinking the caring to her also, I lose that now the thinking of the caring her.
所以我对我的这个太太啊不再有悲心，然后呢我也失去了想要好好照顾他的想法。
Then his friend told him the one thing, now you have the one solution.
他的朋友就告诉他，你现在有一个解决的方法。
Then his friend told him that now you commit the suicide, make her the widow again, and give some revolutionary a chanceGive some revolutionary chance. You commit a suicide, make her the widow again, and give some revolutionary a chance.
那这时候他的朋友给他一个建议嘛，他朋友就跟他说，我教你，你现在干脆自杀，那这时候你现在就会变成寡妇嘛，那让别的改革者有机会做改革。
Yeah.So sometimes when the self-cherishing attitude and the self-cherishing attitude to the thinking the benefit of others, sometimes it's a very mixing up. So that's why the Buddhism says that the self-cherishing attitude and the benefit in the other should not be mixed. The thinking the benefit in the others only come when you have a genuine compassion. Sometimes we are compassion are not very genuine. Sometimes your compassion can be the fake compassion.
所以事实上呢，从这个例子来看哦，有时候这个我爱子啊和利益他人有可能是会被搞混的，所以当我们呢想着要去利益别人的时候， 我们必须对他人产生真实的、真正的悲心。当我们的悲心不是真的，是假的时候，那可能就会是我爱子。
So the most important thing is the genuine compassion. Genuine compassion only can come out. Genuine compassion only can come out when you really look at the true suffering of the others. That's why Buddhism encouraged the people to look at the suffering of the death, suffering of the sickness, suffering of the birth, suffering of the poverty. These don't have that suffering.
Mm-hmm.所以啊，真正的悲心可以产生的原因，就是只有在我们真正可以了解别人的苦的时候才会出现。所以佛法才会告诉我们要去了解生的苦、病的苦还有老的苦。
Yeah. Okay. So maybe today I will stop here.So today I will stop here. In this page more, it talks about generating the attitude, benefiting the others. That is what really the Buddha makes, that Buddha makes the happy, not to indulge in the more, in the all the, with the action, with only you, action with your the self-cherishing attitude. That makes the Buddhas as a more, and Buddha, which this action Buddha really,dislike.
所以在这边的中正的重点就是告诉我们说，我们必须呢真正做从事一些事业或是行为，那这是真的可以去利益到他人的。但是呢，我们不可以去从事那一些基于我爱执而想做这些行为，因为这些行为都是佛陀感到不开心也不喜欢的。
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Now today I will stop here. And then once again, I'm very sorry. Okay, about that I'm making the class a little bit late. I'm very sorry.
今天仁波切呢就暂时在这边结束。仁波切说他很抱歉，今天呢让我们的课程比较晚开始。
大众
谢谢。Because of the internet connection and the power, the power cut, yeah.
因为这个网。线没有了嘛，所以网络的这个线就没有办法连了。